Today we're going to talk about Boone Flex. Boone Flex is a business that's set up, and we're being joined by Evan and Emily Jurgensen, who started Boone Flex. And first of all, to both of you, thanks for taking time to come and visit with us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
Let's talk a little bit about, first of all, Boone Flex. How'd you get started? First of all, you came to Boone. You were living in Ames. You're moving to Boone. And here was this building. You did have groundbreaking on Friday, so there's a lot of information that has started to come out. So tell us a little bit. First of all, groundbreaking ceremony. You had a lot of people turn out.
Yeah, so on Friday we had our groundbreaking ceremony. It was very well attended. Great turnout from the community. We had chamber there. We had elected officials come. We had parts of our project team. Really great turnout, really good support. Glad we were able to break ground and get a time capsule put together. We aren't going to get that sealed up quite yet with the rain coming in, but it was a great event and really glad we were able to bring the community out and get them involved.
To get to this point, and I mean, you had acquired the building, and I'm thinking a couple years ago, pretty much, almost, it's less than 2 years, a year and a half or something like that. And I know a lot of people right away thought, oh, great, it's going to be reopening right away. There were a lot of issues, first of all. You had to go in, a lot of structural things that needed to be taken care of. So you've been going through this process up to this point in time. Part of it is putting together your business plan, putting together the different things that you wanted to do. Obviously, how you're going to make some repairs and improvements, lining up financing, getting all of that stuff done. So it's been a process. It doesn't just happen overnight. It takes some time.
Yeah, so we bought the building in December of 23. We had a pretty good idea of what we were walking into at that time, but hadn't had a lot of opportunity to bring any contractors through or get a better understanding from the project perspective. So we had the laundry list, but we needed some time to get our head around that, get bids gathered, be able to compare pricing and all of that sort of thing. So we've really spent the better part of the last year on planning and budgeting and bringing folks through and dialing in that project team.
As you were going through this, obviously, you know, and I know people right away go, oh, you're going to just reopen it like it was, but obviously needed to do some things. But as you've been going through this, taking a look at it, obviously your plans have to adjust as you're taking a look at things and what needs to be done and timing of doing things.
I think the structure itself is in shockingly good shape considering it sat vacant for, 4 years? And the roof was end of life, the water main is busted, and so there's a lot of those foundational projects that we need to address before we can really get into the prettier, more cosmetic side of things.
You got to get inside. So, first of all, you got some financing lined up. Obviously, that had to be a big thing because it is a pretty extensive project.
Right, so that was another announcement that we made on Friday. Boone Bacon Trust has been a great partner. We've been working with them throughout this project as we put together a business plan once we were able to get the conditional use approved so that we'd be able to operate the building as a for-profit entity in a residential zone. So we are very happy to announce their partnership. We were able to put out their signs on Thursday night to have that there ready for the groundbreaking on Friday.
So you do have some contractors you've been working with and people that you've brought in to take a look at things and do this. Some of, I'll let Emily talk about this. He said during the groundbreaking, some of them didn't stay very long, but others are pretty committed.
Yeah. We're rounding up a great team. We've walked a lot of different folks from different trades through the building. It's sort of a how do you eat an elephant type of problem. And so lately, our focus has been working on the architectural side to get foundational plans in place so that we can hand something off to these trades and they can provide a better scope of work back to us without a lot of uncertainty or, you know, possible changes as we get farther into the work. So, we have a great team that we're rounding up here. We're dialing in the first few big projects and I'm happy to see folks continuing to reach out and see how they can be involved in different ways of working.
Okay. So, do you want to, how do you want to go forward with, obviously you've got these contractors and now you're starting to move forward with things. So are we doing demolition? Are we doing the roof? I know you said roof is end of life. I know that you had some pictures on and some of the old heating and cooling and stuff like that. So do you pick spots to start or do you have priorities?
Yeah, so we were really holding off on digging into the demo side of the project until we had the appraisal back on the lending process. We got that settled and we were able to dig into that. So we've removed a lot of the drop ceiling. We've started removing some of the finishes in various rooms, getting the project ready to be kind of sure. shovel ready, where we can get these old items out of the way, so that once things like having the bank behind us and have the finances settled, we're able to then go execute on the renovation side of the project. So we're in a great spot to make progress now.
I'm going to say one thing, doing it privately rather than as a public part, when you go out for bids and things with that, with contract, that's got to be a little bit easier. Some people automatically say you go for the lowest bid. You might have somebody who has a lot of experience in doing some roofing work or heating and cooling type work and can give you a much better operating opportunity.
Yeah, so we do try to get multiple bids for every one of these large projects. So we've had multiple plumbing bids, multiple electrical bids, multiple roofing bids. We've had many different perspectives on the HVAC side of things. So we've gathered a lot of information, and then we are parsing through what makes sense and selecting contractors to move forward. So those teams are coming together, getting us on their schedule to start executing on the renovations in the next month or so.
Yeah. Are some of them offering you ideas, new ideas and thoughts? Have you thought about doing this? Have you thought about trying that?
Lots of ideas, unlimited ideas. But I think our bottom line when we're meeting with these various folks is just that we want the project to happen. And mm-hmm. so you could take any project to the umpteenth degree. You could do it the most commercial way and sure. our goal is just to make it happen. So if there's creative thinking, if there's alternative methods, or maybe there's a different idea for how to format the room or move the wall or whatever it is to make that easier, more viable, that's our main priority.
Mm-hmm. I haven't asked about your time frame here, because I know you had ideas for getting some things ready and available here in 25. Obviously, that's within reason.
Yes, it absolutely is still within reason. So we've been pushing hard to get everything lined up and ready to go here so that we're still able to become operational by the end of the year. It certainly won't be the full facility, but it'll be enough to make a major impact for the community. And then we can work on some lower priority sure. projects in good time and bring up other amenities. And sure. one that comes to mind right off the bat is the pool.
That's, yeah, everybody asked about the pool. Yeah,
it's a major project. We want to tackle it, but we need to have an operational business first, and then we'll focus on that.
Yeah, that's somewhat. You got to have raised the money for it somehow to keep doing that too. Pretty substantial. So as we continue to go forward, and one of the things, and I know you talked about it at the groundbreaking, but the idea when you saw the building and the opportunity. Right away, you had an idea of wellness, being involved with wellness portion or providing that service or making that available locally.
Yeah, I think at the time we didn't know a lot of the history around Boone, the city of Boone developing a recreation center. We just knew that we were coming to Boone. We owned the lot where we were going to be building a house. We wanted an amenity for our family to go on weeknights or on a Sunday afternoon type of thing. And so we just saw the need in the community and felt that it was a project that we could deliver on. We have some prior real estate redevelopment experience, and so it's kind of a challenging complex. Fun problem for us to solve based on our skill sets.
Well, I do know that you do have somebody that you have brought on that is going to be helping with a lot of the here's where we could do this. Well, you have somebody who has some management skills in the recreational area.
Yeah, absolutely. So I work in data. Evan works in IT. Neither of us know a lot about fitness equipment or the like. So we are happy to also be announcing that Tyler Holmes has joined our team. He's newer to the Boone area, but has experience in gym management. And so he's really familiar with all of the equipment and amenities that folks want to see in this type of center. He is is working with our vendors to understand equipment layouts and the different spaces that we have, how many of different machines we can hold, and that sort of thing. And then he'll also become really engaged in the community, making the rounds with different club leaders and the like to understand how we can best serve Boone County. So
they can be a part of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that's a step, because like you said, knowing all about how to put together a wellness center, a rec center, things like that. Yeah, that's one. The infrastructure part and things like that, looking at that, but how do we start to move it to an operational setting that's going to be more beneficial for everybody? So we're looking for that. Mm-hmm. So Tyler is, people will hear that he's around. So I do know that, again, at the groundbreaking, you did mention you're looking at doing some fundraising sponsorship things too. So let people know a little bit about where you're at this time.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of outreach in terms of how people can get involved, how they can help us, both some businesses and some individuals. And we've been reluctant to offer any options for support. We've had a little bit of volunteering at the onset with removing some debris that was left in the building. But we've been slow to announce any other opportunities.
That's now all part of the schedule. It is.
Yes.
We
it
need
is.
To get to this point, and now we're ready to let people know. Here's
right.
how you can help.
We spent many months working through the conditional use and the lending process at this point in time. We're sure that it will happen. We're sure that we can operate under our business model. And so it's a good time to be moving forward with responding to folks that have reached out.
So what are we talking about, Evan?
Yeah, so we have sponsorship opportunities in terms of different amenities that businesses could put their name on, or an individual if they want to make a larger donation, where like this room was made possible by the donation of whatever from whomever. We have a list that's available both on our website, and we have brochures that outline these different areas and what type of dollar amount we might be looking for supporting that area.
And some examples would be the gymnasium, the social cafe room, the banquet hall, the spin studio. So any amenity that someone's particularly interested in could be a good fit at different dollar amounts.
And then we also have donation options available where you can go online and donate directly to us. And you can plug in a number that you're comfortable with, or there are predefined options where if you donate $100, for an example, you did get a branded BoonFlex t-shirt. If you wanted to commit $1,000, you'd also get your name on the donor wall. So options from anybody's budget. You know, if you can contribute $25 to the project, it's certainly going to help. This is just one way that we can allow others to participate in the project and help move this project forward faster, get more amenities reactivated quicker.
Yep. And another call out would be, in addition to maybe that token of appreciation, the t-shirt, the tote bag, we would also be entering any donors into a pool for membership.
Okay. And that's, again, because people will want to know about that. At some point when we get there, it will be membership. And whatever Tyler starts putting all together for you and stuff like that. I do know one of the things that I'd heard was some childcare, and I know the school thought, ooh, this is good. So still looking to lead with that, kind of have that as one of the first functions that you would see there.
Yes. So back to membership for just a second. We are targeting membership starting at $50 per month for an individual, with discounts available for senior and youth memberships as well. So that's the area that we're trying to get these rates started at.
Sure.
There's other features that might be added at higher levels. The pool would certainly be at a higher level because that's operationally a very expensive amenity.
Yep. As long as they can use the walking track. That's another one that people miss.
Yes.
And family packages as well, with amenities tiered towards.
Again, a lot of this will all be coming together as people, as we continue to move forward here this year. So.
And then in terms of childcare, very early on, Campfire expressed interest in opening up a after-school program within our facility. So they have offered us a letter of support and would be a partner that we work with in terms of offering that 3 to 6 o'clock type childcare. In addition, for our members, we'd be looking at offering drop-off childcare for a family to come into the facility, mom or dad drop off child, and then go ahead and do their workout and come back and pick up their child. Okay. So it's good for everybody, where that kid will be entertained and mm-hmm. have things to do, and it's also nice for a family to come be able to exercise together. A mother and father mm-hmm. could go out and work out together, whereas I don't think there's really an amenity that works for them in that way today. You'd have to have the kid at home, one adult go out and come back and kind of switch off. Sure. So we're really excited to be able to offer that in our facility.
So if they ask you what kind of hours you're going to have things, I mean, you know, this is all just operational.
Yeah.
That are, I mean, people, they'll keep asking. And, mm-hmm. and again, you may or may not have a set idea right now. It may change as you get going forward.
Yeah, specifically to the drop-off child care, we would be looking at operating that during the peak time frames to start. Of course, if the demand showed, we could extend those hours. Overall, for the facility, I don't know that the entire building is open 24 hours a day, but we would like to have a membership tier that allows 24-hour access to the weights and cardio machines mm-hmm. and some of the spaces. Again, just kind of back to those member packages and those arrangements work out.
Keep working away at it, too. Mm-hmm. So as you're going forward, what is going to be among the first things that are happening? I know you've already said you've gotten a lot of things out. Are we looking at the roof first? Or what happens first?
Yeah, I think what I've learned anyway is that the roof and the HVAC are really a collaborative effort. We're putting down a new roof and we're making holes in that new roof at the same time. So those two things are kind of going hand in hand. In the meantime, we've just been working on demo inside. Yeah. Once the roof is in place, then it gets a little bit easier to explore the different areas of the building and the different mm-hmm. trades that need to come through.
So still ways to go.
Yes.
But the steps are being taken. Again, one of the big ones was getting up to the groundbreaking mm-hmm. part, which identified, at least to me, that you had taken several steps and had already put in place your financing and getting that done, starting to work with others that were offering you ideas on how to go ahead with different aspects and projects of it. And again, right now we're at that point where take that next step. It's just one step after another, isn't it?
Yes, and there's a long road ahead for us to get operational here, but I'm really excited to get the demo wrapped up so that we can start rebuilding the structure. I know we have trades that are wanting to get in there and start doing their job too, so
sure.
This is an exciting part of the project that we're kind of wrapping up the planning and the finances of the kind of that background work, and now we can start doing the things that make visible changes. It's a great time to be in the project.
Listeners, have patience.
Yes.
Just have some patience. Now, again, you talked about, again, we mentioned that like the fundraising opportunities or sponsorships, things like that. Online, you mentioned that Facebook or your website, is that the best way? Or
yeah, I think either way, sending us a message through Facebook or email is probably best. We'll get back to you as soon as we can. It's not always same day, but we do our best to keep up with everybody, and I'm happy to sit down and have a coffee or hear about your ideas or what you might offer to the facility. I know a lot of people are interested in teaching a class or otherwise, and so would love to hear from you.
And then having Tyler being able to work his way through some of those opportunities and
absolutely
build a plan on what he can do next. So
yes, and for those who don't know, our website is booneflex.com. So booneflex.com.
Okay, pretty easy to do. Mm-hmm. And do remember, folks, that they do both have full-time jobs, too, plus a little boy to take care of. So thanks to the family, right, for helping watch you.
We keep busy.
Yeah, so it is doing all of that, and then at the same time, building this project and moving forward, too. So I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit. We look forward to getting more updates as you're going forward and keeping things updated. Probably reel in Tyler and mm-hmm. Have him talk a little bit about maybe as you're getting ready to start doing some things.
That'd be great.
Talk about opportunities that maybe will be coming up and things he's been working on too. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.